Thank you for being with us today on the prayer line. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, your light has come. The Lord's glory has shone upon you. Though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you. God's glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to your dawning radiance. Lift up your eyes and look around. They are all gathered. They have come to you. Your sons will come from far away, and your daughters on caregivers' hips. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will tremble and open wide, because the sea's abundance will be turned over to you. The nation's wealth will come to you. Countless camels will cover your land. Young camels from Midian and Ephah. They will all come from Sheba, carrying gold and incense, proclaiming the Lord's praises. Isaiah foretells the coming of wise men, kings who will bring gifts and fall down and worship the Christ child. The wise men come to Bethlehem from the east, following a star and seeking the newborn Jesus. On arriving, they rejoice and worship him. Through God's grace, sending Christ for us, we are given a mystery of a birth with great hope for all humanity and the salvation of mankind. Origen once wrote, considering this mystery and the illumination which Christ, the gift of God, the Son of Man, would give to us, in a letter that he wrote many years ago in the early church, on a subject called Christian illumination. It makes a difference in our lifestyle. And the Logos, exhorting us to come to this light, says in the prophecies of Isaiah, enlighten yourself, O Jerusalem, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Observe now the difference between the fine phrases of Plato respecting the chief good and the declarations of the prophets regarding the light of the blessed. And notice that the truth, as it is contained in Plato concerning this subject, did not at all help his readers to attain to a pure worship of God, nor even himself. Who could philosophize so grandly about the chief good, whereas the simple language of the scriptures led to these honest readers being filled with the divine spirit? And this light is nourished within them by the oil, which in a certain parable is said to have preserved the light of the torches of five wise virgins. This comes from reading considering against Celsus 6.5. God wants us to bear witness of the light of Christ. He wants the oil to be within our lamps and to be able to shine forth in the darkness and reflect Jesus Christ in his life. Christ came and emptied himself that we might receive the word and the life and the witness of his messianic glory. And we reflect his glory as we receive him and come into relationship with him. However, too many of us do not bear witness of the light. We keep it to ourselves, and so it's hidden. There's a little song we used to sing in Sunday school, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Well, that's something we need to do more often. And not by our being preachy with people, not by our being condescending about being better than someone else, but by sharing, bearing witness, trying to illumine, learning, growing, studying, reflecting Jesus in every way, shape, and form, and being able to bear witness of him through grace and integrity, showing forth his witness to this world. Christ came and listened. Christ came and shared. Christ came and gave. And he has given us that hope in our own lives. And he wants us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God and to share forth God's love to those around about us. He gave us hope, and he wants us to give hope to this world. There is darkness in this world. There's hideous forces at work that dehumanize and destroy humanity with its dark forces of hate and violence and lack of charity, etc., and greed. You can name so many. But through the grace and the power of the Lord and his giving out and sharing of his life, it has given us such a testimony of hope. And we, as we live out our lives with such an attitude, we too can affect and touch the lives of those around about us as he did, if we will choose to do so and allow the oil to be in our lamps and allow to go into the rooms, into the places we sojourn, wherever it might be, and bear witness of the light and share Jesus' love. You know, when you go into a dark room and you try to stumble around it without having any light or anything shining in that room whatsoever, it's a very trepid kind of thing to do because you're just bumbling around. But if you'll bear witness of the light and show forth the grace of God, people will see things for what they are in this world. And you can give a little bit of guidance to those who are feeling like their life is just hopeless and they're just bumbling around. Just like in a room where they cannot find themselves around and have no place of knowing where things are at all in that room. Life can have hope for those you share with. Why don't you do so today? Bear witness of God's glory in the light of God's love. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today, and thank you that light has come. Help us to bear witness of that light and reflect your love to this generation. Help us to give people a sense of direction and an understanding of where they're at in this life by our living out our lives in direct response to God's word and the witness of the inward spirit. Help us, God, and give us direction today. Meet each and every one's need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and help us to take in the reservoir of the tools that you have, that we might bear witness of the Lord and have wisdom in carrying out our lives in reflection of your great love. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for your touch and the oil of your anointing as we go forth this day, and we pray peace and grace and clarity in life's journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today. I pray that you are blessed and you're strengthened by the word today. And if you need to reach us at all at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us today. We're so appreciative that you came to be with us on the prayer line. Till next time, God bless.